For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. We're now 8 days away from the 2015 Memphis mayoral election. Early voting closes on Sunday. So as the candidates make their final pitches to undecided voters, we wanted to ask them about bridging some of those long-standing divides in a city that is still, in many different ways, segregated by race and economic status. WKNO reached out to all four candidates. Two of them responded. Their answers reveal some of the ways that mayoral campaigns speak to Memphis's racial concerns, and rarely in explicit terms. We asked newspaper columnist Wendy C. Thomas why race is so hard to talk about.
People are hardwired to avoid discomfort. So I think we don't talk about race because it's uncomfortable.
Thomas says that racial biases are still expressed, even when they're unspoken. She points to a September 4th commercial appeal poll that showed that black voters overwhelmingly chose black mayoral candidates, while white voters flocked to the sole white candidate.
Someone needs to be talking about why is that? You know, if this is supposed to be one Memphis, how are these numbers so divided?
Even minority politicians tend to downplay race in close elections.
The way that black candidates can make white voters more comfortable is not talking about it at all, not bringing it up.
But that concerns Terry Freeman, president of the National Civil Rights Museum. She says that voters are listening carefully to the racially coded language of the campaigns. Freeman moved here 10 months ago from Washington, D.C. She was struck by the frequent use of the term blight.
And it's a term that I hear every day. And what it suggests is not just that there's a vacant lot with some empty bottles on it. It talks about an entire community, and it then seeps into how we talk about the people in the community.
Those same people are especially concerned about this year's biggest talking point, crime. Thomas says that a hard tone sits uneasily with some communities.
When they hear the zero tolerance rhetoric, they bristle.
They bristle, she says, in part because of historical unfairness in the justice system. For example, black juvenile offenders in Shelby County are already twice as likely as whites to be sent up to adult courts. Mayoral candidate and city council member Harold Collins says that a Memphis mayor has to take a biased system into account. Youth crime should be punished, he says.
But they have an emergency escape button so that when they commit these crimes, we hold them accountable and then we provide them meaningful instruction on the back end.
Mayor A.C. Wharton says that he and other minority candidates could sound softer on crime to some ears because they are speaking across communities with very different impressions of law enforcement.
You have to be careful of the tone. You know, when we sit here and just state so cavalierly, we're going to have to get tough, that's what it's going to have to do, well, that's perceived by those who are living on the other side of society as here comes the military, here comes the Gestapo, here they come, they're coming in to bust some heads. You can get away with that for a while, but it'll be bottled up, and then when the right spark comes along, that gasoline bottle explodes.
Wharton and Collins have both thought about the social unrests stemming from police interactions in Ferguson and Baltimore. Collins hopes that a Memphis protest would be peaceful because his administration would be listening, that he could say to protesters,
"Ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed that we haven't had an incident like this. And the reason we haven't had it is because we are mature enough to understand the consequences that will follow."
Terry Freeman says that the next mayor of Memphis should already be speaking openly about the root causes that lead to conflict.
You can't deal with these issues only when they arise. You have to have some history with the community.
To our current mayor, what that means is,
it's not what you do after, it's what you do before.
Tomorrow, we'll hear from a Memphis business leader.
Everything rises or falls on leadership.
He'll tell us why African-American wealth, and not just more jobs, is the key to a better city. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.